just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was Jaws underdog, dressed in beaver rawls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up TV and film, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
Hey everybody, John Reap is out on the road right now. So we're taking over the show. But I want us, first of all, say, hey, Bumpkins, Reeps, Peeps, party people. It's Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. And guess what? We have got a killer, cocky show for you today. So John's been at the Punchline in Atlanta this week, and he's heading to Orlando, Florida. Beautiful Orlando, Florida for this weekend. So you know what that means? That means we're taking over the show tonight. Welcome to Country-ish with Sebastian and Stamos. We're going to tag team this theme up. We're going to be the Bo and Luke Duke, the Starsky and Hutch, the Cagney and Lacey of podcast. It's going to be a fabulous show. In our Who's Zooming Who segment, John Reap will be zooming in to tell us all about his July 4th in Myrtle Beach and his shows in Atlanta. Also, that's right, we're going to have his mom too. Stay tuned for an all-new Muck Banging with Mimosa. Check this out. We thought it would be funny. Well, me and Mark thought it would be funny. That we're going to give some of John's money away later. Let's don't tell him. We're not going to tell him anything. But you call in later. We're going to do a residual check game. We're going to give some of his money away. And in small town news, a Jacksonville man, Jacksonville, Florida, who would have thought, arrested after police say he killed his neighbor's pet rooster. Oh, talk about the ultimate cock blocker. We're going to be talking about that shortly. But right now, we're live on Facebook and YouTube, and I got three people in here checking your comments. Before I get to that, though, there's a couple things I need from you. I want you to go in the comments right now, YouTube, right now. Tell me where, what state you're from. Where do you live at? North Carolina, Florida, Virginia. I need to know where you're from. Just type in two letters, NC, FL, VA, doesn't matter. Whatever state you're from, hey, if you're having a bad day and you're in a bad state, just type in FU. Doesn't matter to me. Just let me know where are you at. And we want to know, because you call in from all over the place, we want to see where you're at tonight. Let's go around the room. I got a few people here with me. I want to introduce them to you. Over on my left side, I've got Elliot, the mask intern. How you doing, Elliot?
Oh, just fine. How about yourself, sir?
Good. Appreciate you coming, man.
What else did I have to do?
I don't know. You're probably like me. Not a lot going on Tuesday night.
Yes, sir.
In the back, hey, look there. I got my man Moose back there in the back. He's one half of the Sound Boys, Island Boys. Is that it? Island Boys, Sound Boys. We got him back there. Hey, don't forget about Alan Jackson. He's back there. He's the glue that holds us all together. Hey, he can take the scraps and make a souffle back there. So glad he's with us. And then on the right side over here, he's already feeling himself tonight. He's got the Cher Stare wig on. That's our buddy there, resident Hasty Gen C intern Isaiah. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Ask him if he's mad at you.
Well, I'm going to ask him in just a minute, Mark, because I heard he was mad at me.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous.
I can tell when he walked in. He walked in 5 minutes before we started, so I could tell he was a little bit upset about something.
As I should be.
Yeah, well, maybe. Hey, Ann, right beside me. One half. The Wonder Twins today. It's me and you, Marcus Stamos.
I had to have to do it.
Then you need to make it blow up. Boom.
Yeah. Weren't they male and female? Was that male and female?
Hopefully, yeah.
Or are they Wonder Twins?
Probably.
How would they say?
No idea.
Shape of comedy. I'm a ginger comedian in form of.
Quit while you're ahead.
Comedy show, yeah.
All right, so guys, let me ask you this. Have you ever killed someone's pet? I mean, accidentally or on purpose? I want you to leave it in the comment section right below here. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. In last week's comments, Mark's going to handle those in just a second. I think the question last week on last week's show was, have you been to Myrtle Beach? And a lot of people have been to Myrtle Beach, Mark.
I get everybody's been to Myrtle Beach.
We have been a ton to Myrtle Beach.
Been too many times. And so Scott Reese has been to Myrtle Beach, apparently. So Scott says, I went to Myrtle Beach back when it was trashy, instead of trashy and dangerous. Don't get me wrong. It was just the right amount of trashy back in the day without the risk of lead poisoning.
So he went back in January.
Yeah. Wasn't long ago.
So he said it's now dangerous and trashy. When we went, it was just trashy.
It wasn't as dangerous, it's always been kind of trashy.
It wasn't as dangerous.
Yeah, it's one of them deals you would swim in the ocean, but never knew what was going to float by you. tampon, condoms, whatever. So then we got, Johnny Hurst said, I used to go to Myrtle Beach in February every year to play golf. Cheap and decent weather. Went to Sun Fun Week for years as a young man. So Sun Fun Week was, I think they still do. They have a big parade and everything.
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it seemed like we went during our graduation week and they had Sun Fun Week, whatever Sun Fun Week was. So
I thought this sounded like a country club boy here. He just went to play golf and Sun Fun Week. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember those weeks, but...
Nope.
I guess you can let us know.
Clarence.
Clarence
Roberts. Cruising Myrtle Beach, everyone with rear hatchback open. Rat out of the cellar blaring. Elliot knows all about some rat, I bet.
I just bought that album not too long ago, Out of the Cellar.
The one that I had sold to the record store. Yes,
yeah, sir. Elliot sold it to the record store, and I bought it like 2 days later,
I feel like that album came out in like 1983. Am I wrong on that, Ella? You can fact check me on that. But that's the round
84.
And round.
The very first one, I think, was 84.
Okay. Yeah, so this corrected. Guy's flying around in his hatchback.
Did you ever 85. Have a hatchback?
I don't think I ever had a hatchback, but I had louvers.
I did too.
He was 18-year-old and was on top of the world, as we were all.
Yes.
Eddie Weber, one of our fan faves. By the way, everyone, I hope y'all all had a hell of an Independence Day yesterday, which was not yesterday. It was quite a few days ago. Glad to share a country with a lot of y'all, and thank God for cats who didn't want to pay their taxes way back when.
Yes.
We didn't pay taxes way back when?
The Boston Tea Party. That's why we have the country. They decided they didn't want to pay their taxes.
But we have to
pay. No taxation without representation.
Exactly.
That's
what happened. We should probably try that over again.
I was going to say, apparently that's not going on now.
Yeah, it's not definitely not going on now.
All right, then Matt O'Hearn, I think this is the last one. John, I found the perfect clip if you are looking for small town news. It says a Jacksonville man, but he's obviously not in the main city of Jax. So I think that's the small town news story we're going to do later, right?
Yes, it is a small town news story. If you have a story you want to send in to us, we will check it out. We will do it sometimes if we can work it in. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. Hey, I know you like to look at us. Oh, I'm sorry, Elliot.
Well, there's something that we need to address right off the bat. David New Jr. says coming off is pre-recorded. So, David, we're coming for you.
Coming off is pre-recorded. Like, we pre-recording it?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's look at the... That's fine, David. Call us out. Hold on. It is 8-11, July 12th. Looking at the phone. Not pre-recorded. If it was pre-recorded, I would have done a lot better job on the opening, sir.
Hey, you done pretty good. You done better than John.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'll shoot you 20 here in just a minute, Isaiah.
Please do.
If you're watching us on video, YouTube, Facebook, hey, fantastic. But we also are a podcast. So that means you can listen to us anytime. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean. anywhere you find your podcast at, you can listen to us anytime. And we would like to invite you to join our Patreon support page. Just $5. That's pre-inflation, after inflation. It's still $5 to join. What does that get you? That gets you into every month we do the Country-ish Raw After Dark. After Dark. My boys let me down on the After Dark. After Dark. After Dark. After Dark. So, what is After Dark? Well, After Dark is a show that we're going to do next July. Let's see, next week. That's July 19th. Next Tuesday night, 9:30. After the regular show, you're going to jump on, be a Patreon supporter. You get to watch us, listen to us. It's not going to be on YouTube. It's not. Nope. Nobody can see it. We block the girlfriends, we block the wives, and we block our mothers. So we can talk about anything you want to talk about, and we've talked about a lot of crazy things. And you know what the topic is for next week?
No.
It's going to be crazy. It's crazy. I can't even say it right now because we got sun drop behind us. But you want to jump on, join. That's on the Country-ish Patreon support page. Go ahead and subscribe now. We'll send you the link. And yes, if you don't want to zoom in, you can turn your camera off. You can listen to us. You can comment, do all those things. That's next week, Tuesday night, July 19th, 9:30. Now, if you're on Apple Podcast, you can leave a review. If you're broke, you can leave a review. Five-star review, we'll get Isaiah to read your five-star review. If you leave a one-star review, we will not read your one-star review. We will pray for you. We'll pray for him.
Yeah,
we won't read
it. I have a Bible in my backpack, so I'll do the praying.
We'll do the praying. He's the Bible guy. He'll pray for you. But, Isaiah, do we have a new Apple Podcast review? If we do, could you read it, sir?
Yes, sir. We have a brand new five-star review by GHG1993, and they said, is this number 5,000?
What does that mean, Isaiah?
I guess he's wanting to know if it's the 5,000th
star
review.
5,000. Okay, yeah. Okay.
You don't think the star is for...
Or star, I think.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it might be the star for the share stuff.
But he's got it all wrong. It's not... On here is where you want the stars on Facebook, right?
Right. So right now, that's what you want to do. If you want to, typically when John is here, right, he hates this. We love it. We think it's hilarious. He hates it. But he wants to do the share stare. That's if you want to. We want you to share. Obviously, we ask you to share. So if you share and you – what is it? 10,000 normally stars? What is it, guys? 10,000 stars?
5,000
stars.
Yeah.
Then he puts the wig on. He sings the Share Stare song that he wrote.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you can pick anybody. Whoever sends the most stars gets to pick who they want to do the Share Stare.
And I am so glad you just mentioned that, Isaiah.
I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Yeah, because we thought it would be funny, Isaiah, if everybody would, you know, since you're the people's champion.
I'm the rock. I'm the people's champ.
You're the people's champion. We thought it would be hilarious if you would go ahead and we get these 5,000 stars at the end of the show. Isaiah's going to continue to wear the wig. He's going to sing the Share Stare. That's hard to say. The Share Stare song. So you want to stay tuned for that. Make sure you give us stars. I'm going to be selfish. Yeah. That sounds like my ex-wife talking. I'm gonna be selfish. Asking for stars. I'm asking for stars. I'm asking for shares. I'm asking for states. And I'm asking for Stamos to plug some tour dates. Where's John going to be for the rest of the month, Stamos?
Okay, so July 15th, John will be in Orlando, Florida at the Orlando Improv. So that's July 15th, 16th, and 16th, and I said 16th twice.
That's
on
great.
Purpose.
He'll be there twice.
He'll be in Austin, Texas at the Vulcan Gas Company on July 23rd. Only July 23rd, and it looked like he's coming back home. He's going to be here with us on July 30th for the movie night. So we're going to have a movie night here in Hickory with John Reap. And what movie are we watching?
Cannonball Run.
I thought it was going to be one of John's dirty movies.
Well, Hickory Sticks is not showing.
What do you Hickory mean? Dickory Dick ain't showing.
I don't think showing. Jody would like that, no. actually, Isaiah.
But, yeah, we like to. If you're anywhere in the Hickory area, July 30th in the Hickory area, come to the Hum. It's right across the street from our studio. It's going to be Cannonball Run. We're going to stop the movie. We're going to drink a little bit. Before, after, and during. We're going to watch the movie. We're going to talk about it. He's going to stop it. We're going to have some comedy. There's going to be some special things going on. If you're out of town, this just in, this is exclusive. This is a Bastion exclusive. If you're out of town, hit us up on Facebook. You want to stay, I'll get you a good deal at the Hickory Hilton. Hickory Hilton. I've got a connection at the Hickory Hilton.
So, can you get it by the hour?
I can get it by the hour.
Well, you get it by the hour, you are something.
I will do that. So, if you want to come, let us know. We'd be glad. And if we can't get you in to the Hickory Hilton, we'll at least take you to the Hickory Hilton bar, get you drunk, and drive you right over to the Red Roof. Either way, if you'll come July 31st, 30th, July 30th, and see that.
Okay. All right. So we got August 5th. He's going to be in Sharpsburg, Kentucky at the Barnyard. I think that's the one he's doing with Larry the Cable Guy, if I'm correct.
Yep.
August 19th, Bristol, Tennessee at the Paramount Theater. August 20th, Alpharetta, Georgia. 26th of August, Fort Worth, Texas. He's all over the place. Go check him out. Go see John. He's funny, funny, funny.
All right, guys. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark, for that. Uh-huh. So let's do a little catching up. Oh, sorry, Elliot.
Well, just circling back, David New Jr. said, I bow down, and he sent us some stars. So
thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Hey, we need 5,000. If you want to see Isaiah sing this song, which I definitely want to see Isaiah sing this song, make sure you hit the stars. So let's catch up. How about a little catching up? Man, I ain't seen you guys in, 2 weeks?
Yep.
July 4th, we were all out. We were gone. What's going on, Elliot? How you doing? You still got the mask on.
How you doing?
You still have to breathe. Sorry.
Still got to breathe. You're expecting another run of that Omicron.
No, he's looking for the monkey, chicken monkey pock thing. I think that's...
There you go. You're going to be too safe.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, Elliot.
Thank you, sir.
So, Isaiah, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yep. Let's address it.
I've heard that you were a little upset.
I'm upset.
So let me tell the people who didn't catch it. John's going to be gone this week. He put a poll out on Twitter and said, who do you want to host the Countryest Show this week? And you got the most votes on Twitter.
No, it was on Facebook.
Across the board, I think he won. Yeah.
Maybe on Facebook, too. Now, keep in mind.
I won it by a landslide, too.
A landslide. He did beat me and Mark both together.
I mean, it was a pretty good chunk.
In our defense.
I'm going to quit
rubbing it in, huh?
Well, he's rubbing it in hard. In our defense, Mark.
But we've got reasons why we didn't think you were ready for this.
Yeah. It was
number
rigged.
One. So I'm going to give him one reason.
All right. One reason. Okay.
You do not have a driver's license, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. You still live with your mom, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, John lives with his mom.
Yeah, but he's not. always lived with his mom. He did live by himself for 20 years or so.
Yeah, but he's lived with his mom for 2 years now.
He can. He's made it. We have it. And then number three, would you like to add one to that? Like a reason? No?
No, I'm not going to go. I did say a couple other things that I'm going to hold off on. I'll see.
Wait, no, I want to hear this.
Oh, I think he wants to hear
it. Opened up a can of worms. You might as well.
We wanted you to have experience driving. We wanted you to own a car. We wanted you to have a female experience.
I think that's what he's getting at.
And we wanted you to be ready to drive this
so
thing.
So you need to get all three of those done before.
And we're in a hurry to get it done. We're like Alabama. We're in a hurry
things done. But, get those three things done, and then we'll probably let you host next time John is out of town, if he ever goes out of town. Again, I don't know if he might not ever go out
of town. I just think it was rigged, and I'm just upset with you.
It was definitely rigged, and this is how the world is.
And the reason why I'm wearing this wig is because I have a bad case of lice, and I want to get back at John. So,
cooties.
He'll probably put you in the wig from now on going forward.
But wait a minute. Isaiah, I know he wanted to talk about something real fast. You want to talk about the McMahon, Ed McMahon,
Vince McMahon. The owner of WWE.
Okay,
he's a billionaire.
Okay, you want to talk about some kind of sex scandal or something he's involved in.
It's trending like Facebook, Twitter. It's trending everywhere.
You have any idea about this?
I have no idea about it.
I thought everybody knew about it.
Okay, quickly.
So he paid four women $12 million in hush money to have sex. And he also sent unsolicited nudes to a female talent, and he coerced a female talent into giving him oral sex.
What? Wow. What proof do you? Is this?
This is allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah. No, this is multiple women have came out.
So he paid $3 million a piece. So $12 million for women. If my mouth's correct, that's $3 million.
Yep. $3 million a piece.
Have you ever paid any more than $3?
I know you're cheap, like Mark. I know you're cheap. Yeah. I paid a lot
they
in
figured,
dinners and
lap
stuff.
Dance. I'm not even going to pay $3 for a lap dance, more or less sex.
They figured it up. If he were to hire a high-end hooker, that would have gotten him sex for 30 years.
Yeah. Thank you for that math, Isaiah.
Yes.
That is great math.
Very good. Is that
only
all?
Specific.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and if you're single and looking for a paralegal, Vince McMahon will hook you up. You just got to have to pay him $3 million in hush money.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. Well, I definitely can't get no money out of Vince.
What happened in the back days when $20 would get people not to say nothing?
Oh, my gosh. Those are the good old days. Oh, hold on 1 second. Alan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to go to Mark here. Yeah. And you said you just told me that we have a video of Marco Stamos.
I do.
You do. This is his new hit single. It just popped. It just dropped. Where? He didn't even say nothing about it.
What are you talking? Wait a minute. I sent this to John. I sent this to John a week ago. This was supposed to be between me and John. So John sent this to you apparently.
Well. There's nothing between just you and John.
I guess apparently not. Thanks, John. This was me drunk singing. Enjoy, people.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Here we go.
One little boy said to the other boy, "What you doing in my house?" A little boy said, "I'm in here to steal your..." Well, the other boy said, "You can't have it, it's all I got in my life." Other little boy said, "Oh, well, son, I'm about to make it my wife. Now come on and let me know. Let me know. Let me know what you're gonna do, my friend. Are you gonna make it your wife?"
Look at that riff.
I mean...
My daughter
left her guitar.
Yeah. Let's give it Thank up. You. Have applause, man. Where are you at?
My daughter left
How
her guitar at my
house.
How do
you hit the applause button?
Wow.
Had a few to drink. There's more songs than that.
You got a whole album.
Did your daughter know that you borrowed her guitar?
Well, no, I didn't borrow it. She left it at my place. Oh. So I had rights to it. So I had some to drink. I picked it up. Right. I wrote an original. There's three more songs if you people want to hear it. Maybe... other next shows we'll play on.
Oh, but, my gosh.
Don't put a guitar in front of me and beer. Yeah. Never played a guitar in my life, and I hope you enjoy it.
I couldn't tell at all.
Really? Are you sure? You've never played a guitar before?
Is he being sarcastic?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you need to catch Stamos' hits coming out.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep, TikTok.
YouTube just called, and they had to flag the copyright.
Yeah, they probably just cut us off.
Because it's trending right now.
Thanks, Marcus.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, mercy.
Woo. All right.
I about had to take a bathroom break on that
one. You're welcome.
Wow. Hey, listen.
Let's segue over
to the cruise ship. Oh, what a great picture that is, Alan. You popped up there.
Who's that? Who's that?
Speaking of Hammer. Hey, oof, that was a bad day. Hey, get on the cruise ship next year, 2023, November 5th through 11th. That's 7 days, baby. It's the Sea Amigos Cruise. It's Royal Caribbean's brand new ship called the Wonder of the Seas. And I guarantee you, when we get there, they're going to wonder why we're there. We leave from Port Canaveral and stop at Coco Cay, Cozumel, Mexico, Rotan, Honduras, Costa Maya, Mexico. It's John Reap, Reno Collier, John Hefford, and the Country-ish crew. I think we're all going to go.
Nah.
Yeah, he's coming. comedy, karaoke, 90s dance party. I'm making half this up. All the meeting and greeting you can shake your stick at. We're going to be there. And you remember, hey, listen, you should come. We have a blast. It's the most fun you're ever going to have. If you don't think this is the most fun you've ever had, at the end of the cruise, I'll make sure Isaiah and Mark pay your ticket. That's how.
I don't know if I'm going on the cruise.
It doesn't matter if you go. You still pay the ticket. I'm confident. Hey, last time Mark went, he passed out standing up at a bar. They brought him back. The Royal Caribbean crew brought him back. That's how much fun he had.
Brought me like back to life. Thank you, Royal Caribbean.
So, seriously, jump on the cruise with us. We're going to have a blast. Go ahead and put a deposit down. We look forward to seeing you there. Hey, guess who's Zooming who? Is John here?
Yeah, he's actually been in the Zoom room the entire show.
He's
watching
probably mad.
And critiquing you guys.
It's been rough, John. I'm sorry. So let's go to that. Who's Zooming who? I'll tell you who's Zooming in. It's John Reap. Who's Zooming who? All right, there he is, the boss man. There he is, John Reap.
Wow, look at you two sitting pretty behind that desk over there. Don't get too comfortable now, okay? This is just a one-time deal. I'm a busy man. I'm out here road dogging it.
Where are you at, John, exactly?
Well, right now I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I just finished up. I did shows here at the Punchline Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It was great. And now I've got a couple days to kill before I go to Orlando, where I'll be at the Improv this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, with my boy Brent Blakeney. Yeah. So what I did, what I figured, because me and Brent Blakeney, and you guys probably aren't going to get this, but you know that I'm kind of a big Star Wars nerd, right? Yeah. You say yeah or no? Or
You are a Star Wars nerd. I have no clue about anything Star Wars related, but you're my Star Wars go-to guy.
So you're bringing Chewbacca with you?
I bring it, yes. I will go as Obi-Wan Kenobi, a 50-year-old Obi-Wan, and of course, Brent Blakeney, 6'7", will be the Chewbacca. But no, we're going to Star Wars. They have a big Disney, at Disney World Orlando, there's a big Star Wars attraction. So, you know, me and Brent Blakeney, the only guy besides Alan Jackson, who's one of my friends that actually knows anything or cares about Star Wars at all, we are going to actually go to, so Wednesday we'll drive down to to Orlando from Atlanta. And then Thursday, we've got the whole day to just go to that Star Wars attraction. And we're going to go to that one bar. I forgot the name of the bar. I forgot what was the name of that bar. But we're going to go to the bar at Star Wars and get hammered and just geek out, dude. Cannot wait for it.
Nerds.
But before all this, you were somewhere else. You were in a little place that we like to call Dirty Myrtle, I think it is.
Yes.
You stayed in the heart of Dirty Myrtle, or were you on the north side of the Dirty Myrtle?
Luckily, the north side of Dirty Myrtle, North Myrtle Beach. Yeah, they say Myrtle Beach is the Jersey Shore of the South. kind of is, although North Myrtle is great, fantastic. And, so is me. Jody and her two kids, and we just, we did like a little family vacation. We actually stayed in Alan Jackson's old condo, which, hey, Alan, there were pictures. There's two little picture frames that have like a collage type deal of you and Scott Coffey's different families mixed. And everywhere I went, we did a lot of activities. Sometimes a camera guy walks around and takes a picture and then tries to charge you money for that picture, I went ahead and paid for all of that. And now I have snuck my pictures into that picture collage.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't know if they'll ever notice it. But, I was in Myrtle Beach with the kids. And the fiance had a blast. I got some pictures I can show you guys.
Oh, let's see them.
All right, here we go, Alan. Just pull up some pictures and I'll go.
Oh, that's a great outfit right there. Goes well with the pants.
Wait a minute. What's the Statue of Liberty holding? Is that a
That's my beer. That's my.
That's a country-ish. Wow.
Yeah. So normally that's for beer, but I was drinking mixed beverages. So that there's a pocket in that shirt right on the front that you can put a beer in, your cell phone, whatever. So that's the perfect 4th of July shirt. It says America. It's like a jersey. It's a tank top. It's got Statue of Liberty. I got my surfer American hat on. I got the fort number 4 up, 4th of July. We're in. It's beautiful weather because it's overcast. Perfect for me as a ginger. And this was the night before. This is the 4th, but before the night fall.
So that would be the 3rd.
This was the 4th.
Correct.
Yeah, oh. The day of the 4th.
Day of the 4th, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So did you get in the water?
Oh, many times, yeah. So at Barefoot, you guys know where Barefoot is? Can you see this picture?
That's yep. Barefoot Landing, isn't it?
Yeah, Barefoot Landing, North Myrtle Beach, big shopping area. In fact, they still have like an exhibit for Doc Antle from the Tiger King. Remember that dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got his own little park down there in Myrtle Beach. Still trying to get people to sign up. So that's there at Barefoot Landing, and you've got all kinds of it's beautiful. It's like a little outdoor amphitheater. We sat down, watched a band there. Yeah. Okay, what's the next one, Alan? It rained really hard that night. Oh, here we are. Okay, so this one needs some explaining. Now, what's good about North Myrtle Beach and where we're staying is that you could buy these umbrellas and chairs so you don't have to lug it all the way down to the beach every day and set it up. It's there waiting on you, and you get it from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can just come down there with your towels and your drinks. But you're not really supposed to face other people. I mean, traditionally, you're supposed to look out at the ocean, right? Well, these two ladies decided that they would just stare at us the whole time. And I couldn't help but notice something on this one lady. And there might be another photo here in a minute that we'll see where I zoomed in.
Oh, Lord.
What a mess. Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Yeah, go ahead,
that?
Mark. What is that is a good question. I don't know if that's – is this legal? Is that part of the underwear? Is that part of the bikini?
I think that's a vent. That's a vent that sucks in air. It's an air intake valve.
So yeah, that's extra stuff that don't need to be there, I think.
Yeah. Could she actually, like, if a cop were to walk by and see that, could she get a ticket for indecent exposure? Like, is this even legal?
Yeah, and then why is she smelling her finger for?
I didn't ask her many questions. But you know, it's also at the top of that, if you notice, it looks like it's like a pouch. Like, I mean, we don't know what's in there. That could be all kinds of stuff.
Marlboros,
probably.
Budweiser's.
Looks like you had a whale of a time, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We had a whale of a time. That's definitely some sort of whale tail or fupa. I don't know what you call that.
Why didn't you just have her stand in front of you? You wouldn't have had to pay for that umbrella. That's not funny.
I thought it was funny. All right, what's the next one, the Yellow Jackson? Enough of that. Okay, so here we are. We went to the Pirate Show, dude. You know the Pirates Voyage, that big show in Myrtle Beach that they have about pirates? Yeah, so that's us. We went to the Pirate Show, had a good time there. Okay, what's the next one? Oh, we did go-karts, man.
Oh, yeah.
We went to a place, I forgot the name of the place, but they had 4 to 5 different tracks. I think it's called Myrtle Beach Grand Prix. And so we had a good time there. All right, what's the next one, Leon Jackson? Helicopter. Marcus, you've been up here.
Yeah, we did that a few years ago. That is fun stuff. And looks like Tate has on a country-ish shirt. He is he's doing his part in the air, advertising. Yeah,
let me tell you, I'm glad you made it back for that. I wouldn't get that little tin can. That's crazy. You have a picture of the whole.
You couldn't even fit in that little thing.
Getting there.
I'd have to work the pedals for the pilot.
So did you do the $20 deal? They take you straight up and straight down, or did you go all out and do the whole coastline of Myrtle Beach there?
Well, Mark, you know me, and you know that I know the guy who owns this thing.
Yes, so that's how we got to do it last time.
I spent $0.
Oh,
I spent $0 and did the coastline tour.
Good for you.
two different helicopters.
Yeah, way to throw your weight around.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be, you got to use this celebrity for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I've got, that was one helicopter with me and Tate, and then Jody and Lanny did one. A random shot on the beach. That cowboy hat, let me tell you, that's one of the best purchases I've ever made in my life. It is.
I would disagree.
I got that for $1. $1 at a 99-cent store, and that was over 20 years ago, and I've had it, and I love that hat very much. But there you go. That's us in the chairs. Here we are at a Mexican place. Good times. All right, what's the next one here at the Alan Jackson? All right, very good. Now, when I was there one day, it rained really hard. And when it rains, you know, people, you can't enjoy the beach or the pool. So we went and see the new Elvis movie, Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to see that. It's good.
Oh, yeah, dude, you'll love it. I mean, it's fast-paced. It's a little long, but it doesn't feel that long. And it's a good, interesting story about his promoter, his manager, Colonel something or other. But it was really
Tom Hanks is the manager.
Yeah, Tom Hanks played that guy, yes. And it was excellent. So I thought, like, I would show everybody how bad it was about to rain. And this happened. Check out this video.
Saw something.
Oh!
Ooh.
Boom. That was crazy.
How many Yankees were still in the water down there when that happened?
There was a couple still hanging on. There's always some stragglers. But then we went to go see Elvis. That day. Now, 4th of July in Myrtle Beach does not disappoint. Have either of you been to Myrtle Beach on the actual 4th of July?
No, and there's a reason why I haven't. Too crowded.
Yeah.
Too many people. But I'm glad you got to go. What about you, Sean?
I go to Daytona, and, you know, I'm not saying Myrtle can't keep up, but I like to see if they can.
Yeah.
It's a little longer of a drive, but I'm sure Daytona is just as crazy. You're right. Crowded is one of my concerns, too. It was going to be crowded, and there's going to be waits, lines everywhere. It wasn't that bad. I really thought it was going to be worse than that. Parking, a little bit of an issue because there's a lot of people everywhere, but not that many people. But the good thing about it, and they tell you in Myrtle Beach, you know, you can buy fireworks, but it's illegal to set them off. But no one enforces that law whatsoever, because on the beach, everybody brought their own fireworks. I'll show you a little bit. This is from the balcony of where we stayed on the 4th that whole week. This is like some guy just went out there, bought his own fireworks. He had all these 5-gallon buckets from Home Depot and just lined them up. Them off, so we didn't have to go anywhere to watch fireworks. It was right here from the balcony, and then that was before it even got pitch dark, and it was that the whole night, and that was just that one section. And then of course we went down there and we set our own off. But yeah, that's good, the Alan Jackson.
Nice. So the guy that set the fireworks off, he pretty much spent his monthly mortgage on firecrackers.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. The kid who rents the chairs that I had to rent the chairs from, I said, because I wanted to know, because I've not been to Myrtle Beach on the 4th in a long time. So I had to ask him. I was like, okay, so what goes on down here on the 4th of July? He goes, well, it's illegal to do fireworks. I said, I didn't ask that question. I said, what goes on here on the 4th of July at night on this beach? He goes, well, you got a bunch of rich rednecks that come out here and just set off fireworks. I go, well, that's what I wanted to know.
That's Myrtle Beach.
And so I went and bought some too, and we went down there after those guys and set our own off. But it was a blast, man. So good. I'm here in Atlanta now. Did my shows here, drive to Orlando Wednesday. I've got 2 days to kick it here in Atlanta before I leave. And tomorrow night, I'm going to go to Braves game with the owner of the Punchline Comedy Club and do a little elbow rubbing with that guy so I can keep coming back here. And he's a great guy. He's got his own podcast too, so I might do that. And that's it, boys.
Name me one Braves player, please. One Braves player. Huh?
Jeter.
You do not deserve to enter the game. I know several, but I'm not going to the game. Have fun at the game. Learn players. And
we got a show to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for holding down the fort, guys. You're doing a fantastic job. And let me just say this real quick to Isaiah, who I know is listening in the wings over here. Isaiah, yes, you won the poll. Yes, most people voted for you on Twitter to be the host. But you're not ready, my friend. You're not ready. When I decide you're ready, then maybe. But these guys have put in a lot of work. And look how good they look back there. You know what I'm saying? Can't go wrong with
what
that.
You
but you guys,
yeah. I say get your driver's license and then we'll talk or something or move out of the house from your mama and whatever else. But you'll do that first, and we might let you step.
You guys hold the fort down. It's your show. Enjoy it, and I'll be back next week, everybody. All right.
Thank goodness.
See you, boys.
See you, bud. See you. Oh,
oh, gosh. Well, boss ain't too mad, I guess.
He seems to be fine with it. Yeah. I guess we get to come back next week.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see. Elliot.
Yes, sir.
Got any comments? Or tell me what states are we looking at? Who's out there?
Okay. Well, before we do that, if we could wish, you know, Zach Hamilton, our intern at large.
Intern at large? Yes, we got one of these intern at large.
Right, yes. His grandfather, Ruben, has a birthday, so we'd like to wish him a very happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Ruben.
Happy birthday, Ruben.
Shout out to Ruben.
Yes, and we've got people from Alabama, Hickory, Arkansas, Florida, Virginia, and Iowa.
Iowa. Oh, good. Fantastic.
Spread out pretty good.
Pretty good. Yep. Isaiah, you got any comments over on your side?
A comment from Jacob Stark. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. And he said, damn it, get Isaiah on the cruise.
Oh, well, Jacob, throw some money Isaiah's way.
Well, we had an idea during the commercial break about we need to do a car wash to get me on the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Maybe
you will be the only one washing cars.
Yeah, I'll be the only one washing cars.
Daisy Dukes.
In my Daisy Dukes, cut-off shirt, yep. Work boots.
Oh, we may do gosh. That.
Have the sponges. And I'm going to blast milkshake on the speaker.
Milkshake in the yard.
Huh? Wow. Man. I think we'll just pay his way in, Mark. Let's just I don't want to see that.
No, I'd rather have a car wash.
Would you?
What's going on, Elliot?
And Jacob Stark says, get the hell out of here, John. You're ruining the show.
Oh.
So somebody likes us.
Yes. Oh, great.
So he don't want John back.
Yep. You're going to be John the new back. Host from well, now on.
Stay on vacation,
he's
y'all.
Not the one. He don't get to pick. All right, so in just a minute, we're getting ready to do the residual check game. We didn't tell John we're going to give his money away.
No, we didn't. So and I think it's great. John's the mouse is the way the cattle play. Is that how
something
it?
Like
something
that.
Like that?
I think it is.
So yeah, John's not here. We're going to give away one of his residual checks. So make sure they call.
We might give two away.
You want to?
I'm off script
give
today.
All of them away.
Shit, let's just give the whole pile away. I don't give a shit.
Save
mine.
The whole damn stack away.
I mean, he's never given me one of these, so I.
So this is a segment sponsored by
Hendrick Honda of Hickory.
Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H. It's tough. I was waiting for you to help me.
You can get tripped up on that if you're not careful.
So if you need a car, you need a used car, you need service work, you need hot dogs, hamburgers. They got it all up there.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's what they say. I'm going to go up there next time to buy my car. As soon as my car blows up, I got 400,000 miles on.
Yeah, so real quick. So Sebastian has a car. He's got a Nissan Altima that's got 495,000.
No, it's 395.
So 395,000 miles.
Yep.
We've decided we're going to, Alan, this is new to you. So when the car hits 400,000, we're going to shoot the car, going to blow the car up, going to run off a cliff or something.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
Let's blow it up.
We're going to do something.
I will have
that.
Cameras ready.
That's a red that's
a good stuff. 400,000 mile Nissan Altima.
Yes. Okay. We'll do that live.
But before we do that,
oh,
we're going to give away John's money. Hopefully the number is at the bottom of the screen. It's up there
now.
You
got it there? Great.
And let's give John's money away.
How did you get this money?
It's a game, and it's a game that we'd like to call
How Much Is That Screen Actors Guild Residual Check?
I miss my buddy John singing that with me.
I know. I'm not that good at it.
Usually we'll go way longer than
I know. I'm so glad. Thanks for toning it down for me.
Yeah. So you want to pick one?
I'll pick one. Let me take my glasses out.
Shuffle them up. You don't know what it is. There's five checks here.
Five checks.
Five checks.
Two, maybe one, two. I don't know.
Pick me one.
Oh. You had your hand on that one, but I'm going to take that one.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So I'm going to open the check, see how much it is, and let everybody at home guess the amount of the check. If you guess the amount of the check or the closest to the check, you win the money.
Right.
We'll do an in-house guest here first. Guess first. And we'll see who comes the closest here. But our guess does not count.
We can't win the check.
We cannot win the check. Let me look at this real quick. Let me get down here. And I don't know how John gets the where this came from and all that stuff. So it's okay. So this one is home box office for.
Like HBO?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, is that what that stands for?
Yeah.
Why don't they just put HBO on here?
Well, I don't
know. Nobody knows what the hell home box office is.
It's probably a legal thing, you know.
I know what HBO is. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Hell's box office.
What's the, John's, we get a lot of these checks for John. Yeah. What show?
What show?
What show do
on
we get?
On HBO?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down.
What chapter?
25.
25.
Episode, it doesn't say.
It doesn't say. Okay. What's it for?
Pay TV. Okay. So, yeah. You ready to give it a guess?
I'll guess.
All right.
Now, this is the point of the show where you got to make the face for the people at home.
Okay.
If I get close or if I'm way off.
I can do it.
So the people got to pay attention to your face.
Right.
To his poker face.
Yep.
It's a poker face without sunglasses.
Right.
Go.
I'm going to say... $38.46.
I think John kind of does when it's kind of close. So
is that?
It's close.
It's close, but not.
Maybe it's close. Maybe it's not. Elliot, what do you think?
Now, what format was that again? I was dealing
with
a bunch of knuckleheads.
This is HBO Eastbound and Down, Chapter 25.
Yes, but is it an electronic cell throw?
This is pay TV.
Ah, okay.
Ooh, see, Elliot's an expert.
He asked too many questions. What do you think, Elliot?
$8.87.
$8? Oh, no?
No.
Wow.
Not even close. Isaiah, what do you think?
$27.33.
Really?
Not as good as yours.
Wow.
Way better than his. I need somebody to take this to Alan.
Alan, we got somebody?
I'll come get it.
No, that's all right. Alan's working a phone and Mark's screaming.
Alan's working overtime.
He's working overtime. We got somebody on the phone?
I'm sure. Yeah, let me go.
Yep.
Sorry, Alan.
Nah, he didn't give you the check. He just gave you the envelope, Alan.
I don't want to give him the check. He might spend it, you know?
God. He didn't want me to walk in there with that share. The share wig.
Why would he not want you to walk in?
Because I got the lice.
Okay.
All right, we got somebody on the phone, Alan.
Ready for the first contestant.
All right.
All right. Do we have somebody on the line?
You do now. Your first contestant's on the line.
Right. Hello. Who is this? Who am I talking to?
This is Danny from Bartow, Florida.
Danny from some part of Florida. What did you hear that, Sean?
What part of Florida, Danny?
I think
it's
Arkansas, Florida.
Bartow, Florida.
Bartow, Florida. Well, you're in my state, buddy. I'm a Florida resident.
Yeah, it's over here near Lakeland.
Oh, yeah. I know where Lakeland is. I married a girl over that way one time.
Oh, really?
Polk County, right? Polk County, you in Polk County?
Yes, sir.
That's right, Grady Judd. Look him up on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
That's right. What do you do for a living?
Drive a trash truck.
All right. I did that too. You know what they call me?
Sanitation engineer.
Absolutely, bro.
Everybody knows that one.
Yes. I did it for a long time.
So let me go.
That's what I usually tell people.
Yeah. I think I would tell people that. Sanitation engineer.
Recycling coordinator.
Coordinator. Coordinator always sounds good at the end of anything.
Yep.
So, hey, you got a guess for us?
Yes, sir. $34.69.
$34.69. That's a good guess.
Nice. It's a little bit lower than mine.
It's close, but it's not exact. It's
not exact.
Yep. So hang on. We'll be back. We'll let you know what else we get. Hold on 1 second.
All right. You've got a second contestant coming in on the line right now.
Hey, hello. Who are we talking to? Who is this?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
Hey, this is Roxy.
Hey, Roxy.
Well, look at there, Roxy. I like that name, Roxy. Was that short? Is that short for Roxanne?
Roxiana.
Oh, Roxiana.
Wow. That's
even better.
Where are you from, Roxy Anna?
Hickory, North Carolina.
Oh.
You don't know this, Roxy, do you?
I'm not claiming I do. Roxy,
do you know Sean?
I think you all know me.
Oh. What'd she say?
She thinks we all know her.
Oh, that's the Roxy we know then.
Hey, Roxy, we don't all want to know you now. If we'd all know you, that's bad news.
No, especially if you know him, if you know him, it's bad news. What'd you say?
I don't know about that.
Roxy, you sound like one of my former dance partners. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Yep. That's right. A little Latin, a little Despacito. You never know what happens.
So you do know this Roxy.
Sounds really familiar
to
me.
I think you know who this Roxy is.
Yeah. What do you think, Roxy? Yep. What you guessed not? You gonna get this check so you can, you know, hope you win. Maybe you can
dance lessons.
Dance lessons. Buy me a couple beers.
I'm guessing $42.32.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a good guess.
Oh.
That was $42 and what?
32.
Looks like a good guess, Roxy. We're going to put you on hold. You might win this thing. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, hold on, Roxy. We'll be back if you win.
All right.
Who we got next, Alan?
All right, last contestant's coming on the line.
Hello there. Who are we talking to?
Hello, this is Mandy Moore.
I couldn't understand it.
Mandy?
Miss Moore.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mandy Moore.
Before you proceed, she sounds really cute. Could I ask her a question?
Oh, God.
Is this the Miss Moore that we know?
It could be. Are you currently seeing anyone, dear?
Damn it, Alan.
Maybe.
She must have called through on a damn caller IDs.
How does Elliot's special friend get through?
Yeah.
I thought we had blocks and stuff on our phone lines.
Yeah.
I've just been doing a lot of extra work around here on the weekends and in the evening.
That's where you was. So when we were doing mic checks.
So is it Amanda or Mindy? I'm sorry.
It's Mandy for short.
I'm sorry. Mandy. So we don't go by Amanda, we go by Mandy.
Like the actress.
So you watched the show. You've watched quite a few shows, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think so far? Are you happy with how things are going? Or
you think it's a train wreck like what we think it is currently?
Yeah. What do you think? Your honest opinion.
I think you guys are doing great. You could tell it took you a little bit to warm up, but now I think y'all have
now,
it.
Now, we're ready now.
And kicked on out.
It usually takes me a little bit to warm up.
Yeah.
I mean, once I warm up, buddy, I'm going to tell you, it's on.
Oh, I bet, Steven.
We appreciate that. Thank you. I know the only reason why you watch it is because this handsome guy dressed in black, like Johnny Cash over here. Yeah, with the mask on.
In black.
Well, let us get your guess. Hopefully, has she won one of these before? I know she's played before.
This is the very first time she's called in.
Very first time she got
through. Called in here before. Okay.
Very first time she got three.
Congratulations for finally getting through.
First time caller.
I know.
Before we ask her for her guess, anything you'd like to say, Elliot?
No, I don't want to be accused of a conflict of interest.
Yeah, there's definitely not going to be a conflict of interest because we We're going to make sure this is played the right way. What is your guess? Let's get your guess.
I will say $39.50.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. There's a couple. There's two in there that are really, really close. So what we're going to do, we're going to put her on hold. We're going to have Alan crunch the numbers. He puts it in this
NASA algorithm computer machine from 1979 brought to us from the lunar landing unit.
did you say lunar lunar landing?
Lunar landing unit. It's going to be, we're going to get the numbers. It takes us a minute. We've bought that. We've commissioned Alan to use this thing.
It's
He's
huge.
Been
it
trained.
Takes up a whole room.
Now, wasn't
He's
this computer from Superman?
Superman 3. Yep. And here's Alan. That was that Alan fast.
Has to do everything. Thanks, Elliot, for
the computer is quick.
Helping.
Thanks, Elliot, for grabbing the check. Thank you, sir.
He's hoping like HE double hockey sticks that his Mindy
his
wins.
Best thing.
All right, so fellas, I'm going to bring the winner into the room.
Okay, good deal.
Yes, so the winner is now on the line with you tonight.
Okay, lucky, lucky, lucky winner. Who are you? Who am I talking to?
This is Roxy.
You're
hometown
a winner.
Girl wins.
We don't even have to mail this one to her, Elliot.
And her guess was, Alan, help me.
Her guess was
$42.32. $42.32. And
what was the actual
check? The actual retail price was $49.12.
Pretty close. So
real
she
close.
Was $7 off.
Roxy, good job.
Yes, sir.
But we have one question for you today.
One big question for you, and you better know the answer.
What are you going to do with all the cash? I mean, that's
gas in my car.
That will
that
almost
is not the answer we were looking for.
That will
Roxy.
Almost fill up a Fiat. Congratulations.
Okay.
But do you know what? So you got to go to the Countryist website, and then you go to the Elliot. This is your part right here. This is where you tell the people.
How to get the check, Elliot?
This is your department. You tell them what. Tell her what she needs to do. I know you're mad because Mindy didn't win.
I'm really going to catch it. Yes.
That sounds like a TV show, Mindy.
Mindy. So she'll get the next one, I promise. But if you would tell Roxy what she needs to do to go in and claim this check, please, sir.
Well, go to the Countryist website and just respond with your name, address, and the amount that you won, and the day that you won it on, if at all possible.
Yeah, Roxy, but go to the sure contact to form contact on form. The Countryist.com website, please.
Yep, fill that out, send it. Elliot will get it in the mail to you, and we appreciate you very, 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 very much. We hope
Corona
to see you soon.
Special at the food line, you could buy, drop it off anytime.
Oh, she knows you
okay.
like she
Thank
knows you.
You
like Corona.
Appreciate you calling in, Roxy.
See you, girl. Thank you.
Thanks for all the callers. Thanks everybody that called in. Hey, we got any interesting comments?
Just a bunch of guesses about the
bunch
check.
Of guesses about the show.
About the check.
Check.
About the check.
Yes,
anybody get closer than Roxy?
Oh my goodness, there's so many. I'll have to go back.
Just make one up. That's all you have to do.
He's totally checked out
he's
right
checked
now.
Out. No, I'll
have to go.
Mindy
didn't get to come back on the phone. Right. He's checked out.
All right, guys, stay with us just a second. We got Muck Banging with Mimosa coming up right after this. Is that next up, Alan?
That is next up. Yes,
all sir. Right. Well, let's do that. Hey, this is an old episode, just so you know. We've had this in the can for a while. John and his mama get together, do some mukbanging. If you don't know what that is, you're getting ready to find out. Let's see it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Mukbanging with Mimosa.
Hello, everybody.
That is Mimosa.
We are at Parkway House Restaurant.
How would you describe this place?
I would describe it as down-home cooking.
It's kind of like a diner. They got a little bit of everything.
Yes.
I mean, I'm talking they've got Greek food. They've got subs. They've got steaks, chicken, everything. So I got a gyro. You ever had one of these, Mama?
No.
This is my gyro right there. See that? crinkle cut French fries. And I got jalapeno poppers over here. And what'd you get, Mom? I don't know how you're going to eat that in the car.
I don't either. I'm going to try.
That's why I was like, when you ordered that, I'm like, are you sure? Can you eat that in the car? Like,
it's country style steak and gravy with mashed potatoes and coleslaw.
You can't see it
because
it's too white. I was trying to get that on camera, but it's too white. Mm. I hear that all the time about me. First bite. I can be your gyro baby.
Mmm. You got our mutt banging with the mimosa. Bibs.
Yeah. It'll be hard to eat that in a car. It's hard to cut food with a plastic fork while it's inside of a styrofoam container.
This is true.
Odds are she's going to cut through it accidentally. It's going to get on the jeans in the car.
I might just pick it up with my fingers.
Go for it.
This is my country style steak. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what kind of sauce they put on there.
Is it too sweet?
No, there's just not enough of it. Oh. But they got more. So I'm going to take my French fry, use it as a utensil. Gather more and put it on there. That did not work. Well, I'm not sure when this one's coming out, but what's in the news right now is Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. You've been watching this trauma?
Yeah, but my gosh, Johnny Depp takes forever to get a sentence out.
Yeah, he does.
It's irritating.
Yeah, and he's claiming that she cut the tip of his finger off with a glass bottle of vodka or wine or something.
She threw it at him.
And pooped in his bed. Mm. Have you heard that one?
I did.
That one's kind of crazy.
She sent him a picture of his side of the bed where there was, he said, human.
Oh my gosh. Let's not talk about that right now. While I'm eating my gyro. All right, well, I'm going to try a bite of it. Thank you. It's just so fattening. I mean,
yeah,
it's fine.
It's with this
gravy. That's going to clog your arteries.
I know.
And I'm also not a fan of these kind of fries. They're too fat.
You like the McDonald's.
I like those fries, sure. I like waffle fries from Chick-fil-A. I like, house-made potato chips. All right, let's try a jalapeno papa. You ever tried a jalapeno papa?
No.
Sometimes they're really hot, sometimes they're not. But I do like the flavor. Hmm. Okay. I think this has pimento cheese inside of it as well. Which is pretty good. Not too hot.
Not too hot. Spicy, you mean, but you like it.
Correct. Now, you have to try with something of mine.
That's where you got some.
Yeah. Hmm? Pita bread. Lamb, onion.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
I haven't tried the poppers, and I don't think
it's too hot. Like I said, it's not too hot. And I would tell you, because I don't like stuff that's that hot either. Don't you love the sound of this? Here, just try that one. I would take a bite off of. Just do like half a bite. And tell me what you think.
It does have smell.
Pimento
cheese in it and it's hot.
It's spicy. It's not that spicy.
Mm.
Oh, look what you did. Uh-oh,
there we go.
Alrighty. Mm. That was so hot it knocked the camera off. Mm. Now, I should try a bite of the mashed potatoes. And then after that, I will give coleslaw another chance. Maybe it's how it has changed in the last 2 months.
And you don't really care for mashed potatoes.
Nope. That's boring. I'm gonna give you some coleslaw. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It needs some salt, maybe.
Yep, let me put some salt
the
on
other, no, because I'm not going back in there for another bite. But if I were forced to eat that, I would put more salt on it. It's fine. If this is your thing, you'll like it. I need to come back and try something else. The gyro was fine. Cornbread was great. Mm. Fries okay. I'm going to go ahead and give Parkway House 2 thumbs up. And Mom, what are you going to give it?
2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up. All right, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us on this another lovely edition of Mukbanging with my Bosa. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
All right. That was pretty cool.
Parkway House.
Parkway House.
Have you been to Parkway House?
I haven't, but I need to get that gyro. So
it's off Springs Road.
Okay.
It's a little hole in the wall, but they have like home cooking.
Ah.
Very good food.
Ah.
Some good chicken dumplings.
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
The DoorDash it.
I'm going to have to try that if they have good chicken and dumplings.
They've got homemade chicken
and
dumplings.
I could eat chicken and dumplings out of a tennis shoe.
Oh, my God.
And not regret it.
What?
All right, guys. Stay with us. We're getting ready to do small town news in just a few minutes. Before that, I wanted to mention, I didn't really want to mention, but I think we ought to mention that, you know, John does another podcast.
He does a podcast with a guy named Jerry.
Jerry? Is it Jerry?
Jared.
John.
Josh.
John Heffern.
John Heffern.
They both won Last Comic Standing. They think they're real important when they do it. They like to talk to each other.
Yeah.
But this is a pretty cool clip. I'm going to give him props. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Talking about spanking. I've never been spanked because I'm perfect.
Whatever.
Let's check it out.
Did you get spanked as a child?
I don't remember it. I think I got threatened to it. I have no memory of anyone
really
like, swabbing me.
Let
or
me tell
or
you, if you did, if you got spanked, you would know it. You would remember it. I mean, it wasn't a thing that, I mean, people who actually used it as discipline, not just a reaction and anger. It was.
Yeah.
It's part of child rearing, no pun intended, and that is what. You would remember that because it was not just one time, you know.
Yeah.
For me, I got in trouble a bunch. So I got spanked at home. I got spanked at school as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a double whammy getting spanked at school and then come home. How was your day? Oh, I got spanked. Oh, for what? Did you misbehave? Another spanking.
Now, do you think that carries off into your adult life if you're a person who got spanked and then, you know, there's like a little fetish thing that
yeah, I can't like I can't fully.
You think there's a correlation? Orgasm.
Unless I'm getting smacked around. Yeah, it's sucking my thing.
Yeah.
I like to be choked or smacked. I'm kidding.
So that's what do you play it all the way back? Like first you come back with like a D minus on a report card and then you just start role playing from there. Is that how you do it?
Yeah. It starts off.
You got to ride your BMX bike.
It depends on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw your BMX bike down. Come into the house.
Yeah.
Give her the bad report card. And then she's like, what did you do? And then, yeah.
I told you to study for that exam, and you were back there in your room playing Atari.
Let me ask you this. Credit cards, student loans, mortgages, car loans, hospital bills. Ay, ay, ay. Did you know you have a lot of rights if any of these ever go to debt collections? That's right. Consumers, not debt collectors, have a huge list of rules they have to abide by, and that is where the law firm SueTheCollector.com comes in. SueTheCollector.com is a national consumer law firm that only helps consumers. The lawyers at Sue the Collector have helped literally thousands of people turn the tables on debt collectors and put an end to the illegal harassment, abuse, and repeated phone calls that many people find themselves subjected to through no fault of their own. The lawyers at Sue the Collector can help everyone in all 50 states and have won millions for consumers over the years. They've canceled over $1 billion in consumer-related debts. That's right, a billion. Now, right now, they really want to speak to anyone that's had their car repossessed. Did you know consumers do not have to allow repo men to take their cars against their will? In most cases, you can actually legally refuse to let them take your car. If you've ever objected to a car repo and they still got your car against your will, you may be sitting on a very valuable case. Call Sue the Collector's Office right now, 1-877-BAD-REPO or 1-877-223-7376. Again, that's 1-877-BAD-REPO or 1-877-223-7376. They're open right now to take your call. Again, that is 1-877-BAD-REPO.
Here we go. All right. That's pretty funny, though, right?
Who? Which one?
Both of the Johns, I guess. We'll let them.
Yeah.
We'll give them a heads up, props on that one. That's pretty funny. Check out their podcast. It's every Monday night. Hey, this is my favorite segment. Small Town News. We've been doing it since we started, and it's about, we don't like to do all the crazy stuff, the Fox News, the CNN, the politics, the Putins, all the problems out there. Is that what John says?
No, kind of, sort of. I
thought it
better,
was. I have no script, so I'm just going off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So, we want to bring something. We like the little small things that slip through
positivity.
The cracks. Positivity. No negativity here in Small Town. Thank you. Alan.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed that you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you.
I'm a singer now. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All right. Thank you, Mark, for the extra.
Man, I mean, I'm a
superstar
now.
Guitar player, superstar. Hey, small town news. Hey, a Jacksonville Florida. Yes. Who could have figured Jacksonville,
Florida? Makes
Florida.
The small town news
every week.
Every other week.
At least. He's been accused of murdering his neighbor's rooster. Yep. Now a feud has broke out that has ended up in a 30-hour jail stay. I must say, Mark.
So you can get 30 hours for killing somebody's rooster.
We're going to find out just in a second. I must say, this is an excellent story.
Laugh button.
Come on. I can't write this. Amen and preach it too.
Dude, be on.
Story out of the state of Florida. His neighbor said he killed his chicken on purpose and said it. And then he said it was foul play. Thank you, Isaiah. Let's watch. Hey, Alan, you got the video cranked up for me?
I do.
Yep. Let's watch the video. Let's talk about this, Mark. This is a little bit crazy.
Well, I went to jail. They come arrested me last Thursday. They were here.
I losing the animals, but I was not expecting them losing to my neighbor. That was like my friend.
Neighbors.
Wow, look at
that.
Oh, right there.
But wait a minute. They're cordial. They're standing beside each other.
Well, they're friends, man. But when you get a rooster, you get somebody man's chicken. When you kill a man's chicken, it's a problem.
That'll do it.
But that chicken could have been annoying, and that man probably thought, well, I'm just going to put a stop to this, and then popped a cap in the chicken's butt. And
every chicken is annoying, Isaiah.
Right.
I hate chickens. I'm telling you, dude, I can't stand chickens.
Wait a minute. You don't, like, when you're driving down interstate and you see the truck that's got all the chicken cages in it?
I want to run him off the road, dude. I want to run him off the road.
So you have no...
I have no
love
for
chickens.
You
have no shits about those chickens in there.
No, I hate chickens.
I love the fried chicken that comes out of the chicken.
That every chicken should be that way.
Damn.
As far as I'm concerned. I hate chickens, dude. I can't stand
just coat them in flour and throw them in some grease.
I don't like them at all.
Yeah, I believe it.
But I think it's funny right here. If this is up on the screen. Look how close they are together.
Well, it's a trailer park. It's a trailer park. You're not going to get a whole lot of this. It's not like you got an acre of land or nothing. It's a trailer park.
So they're feuding right there.
I've lived in them before.
You've lived in the trailer park?
Yes, I have lived in trailer park. I have come from trailer parks.
All right. Go ahead, Alan.
Neighbors in a fight over a dead rooster, and one of them facing a felony charge. Aggravated animal cruelty is a third-degree felony, meaning that he could face up to 5 years in prison. I'm Tanika Hughes.
I'm Ben Becker in for John Bachman. Actually, Jack's Kristen Rary's live at JSO. Kristen, all right, so you spoke to both neighbors who disagree on how and why the rooster died.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, and the two neighbors say...
Hold on, Alan. I feel sorry for a reporter that has to talk about a chicken dying.
Yeah, so this lady apparently is at the bottom of the pole. She just started.
She just gets all she the crap stories. She just
got out of college. Oh, my gosh. So we got two people, and they have different sides of the story. So this one guy says there's two edges to every bank.
Yeah.
River bank, I guess.
I don't know.
Two stories. Two sides.
But I can imagine, but going back to her, I can imagine the call. What was her name?
I don't know her name.
So, Shelly, we're going to need you to go over to the trailer park and cover this story for us about a chicken that was killed by a neighbor.
Wow.
And she's like, yeah.
Yeah. Look at her. She's so excited.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Look, she's all right, ready. Alan, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They will not come to an agreement, but no matter what, it ended with one of them spending 30 hours inside the jail on an animal cruelty charge he says he disagrees with.
I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth-to-mouth, you know, or call the chicken ambulance.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened, Mark? This is what happened.
Okay.
The rooster evidently, it's a rooster, mm-hmm. It evidently came into the guy's yard, attacked his dad the week before, allegedly, attacked the guy. He's now got attacked by the rooster. He picked up a stick, and got a good swing on it.
So the guy in the yellow shirt is the one that swung the stick?
He swung the stick.
Okay, okay. And so he's the mass murderer.
He murdered the chicken.
So one, he just one swing. Paintbrushed the chicken with the stick.
Yeah, that's what you call a chicken on a stick. If you're at the Chinese restaurant. Thank you.
No, nice.
Big Roo was Jason DeFelice's pet rooster. That is until James Nix hit it with a stick.
So I'm defending myself. You know, I was feared for my safety, and the chicken, you know, died.
Nix says the rooster attacked people.
I've not heard it.
Oh, my God. So he hits it. One good shot.
That's all it took.
When you handle a stick like this guy can handle a stick, it's one good shot. Kills the chicken. And that's why he said he didn't know what to do. He didn't know to mouth to mouth.
He didn't know to call
a chicken ambulance. He didn't know what
mouth to mouth.
That's what happens.
He didn't know that one blow would do what it did to that chicken.
I mean, he could have choked the chicken. I don't know, but he hit the chicken with the stick. I'm sorry.
All right, Alan.
Go ahead.
Because I know the neighbor here. I know him. Like, we're friends. He never said anything to me about it.
I did tell him after the chicken hit my dad. I said, man, the chicken attacked my dad.
Somebody's lying.
It's just a chicken. What's he going to do? You know, okay, well, look.
The neighbors even disagreed on how...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. So he had pictures of what the chicken did.
The chicken, he had pictures of the chicken attack on his dad.
Yeah.
And then... He was attacked, and he's got the pictures. He's got the
proof,
evidence.
Man. Yeah. This will hold up in court.
Yeah. Well, that's what he thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, Alan.
Neighbors even disagree on how others saw Big Roo.
The kids that used to live over there, they were throwing rocks and sticks at this chicken to keep it away.
I know the kids down here, they played with the rooster a little bit, like would throw rocks at it and chase it.
So one day when Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
Oh, my God. Flares up. And he's doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
That's the new dance craze right there.
Hey, hold on, Alan.
Trending on TikTok.
When he does that little thing right there, you know what they call that?
I like the neck flare.
The neck flare, that's called poultry in motion when he does that. Yeah. You know, it's poultry in motion. Oh, God, this is great. I mean,
it is.
This is Florida.
I mean.
This is absolutely why I love Florida. And hey, the first caller for residual check, he knows exactly this in Lakeland. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Go ahead.
He's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
Oh my God. Accidentally knocked it in the head.
I mean, you swinging at a chicken in the head. It was an accident.
Yeah.
He didn't expect the chicken to go straight.
He was trying to scare the chicken off. He wasn't going to try to hit it in the head.
What happened when he hit it, Alan?
Oh, God.
But when Dave Felice came home, all he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch.
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. Then a couple days later, I realized I could call animal control.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Wow.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
There is such a thing as a chicken police.
It's a chicken
apparently.
Police. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. They will come get you.
Yeah. They will get you for killing a chicken. That's got rabies, apparently.
It's
a zombie chicken.
I don't know where the
chicken. Well, what's the man supposed to do?
I mean, you got to kill it. I mean, you have to. He was in fear for his life. Did you see?
But he accidentally killed it. But he didn't mean to kill it.
He just wanted to
scare it off.
He had to wipe the cock. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
While the neighbors continue the fight, Nick says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really?
I love him.
Oh, hey.
So is that Florida?
That's 90% Florida. Common sense, though. Yeah. I mean, chickens are dying at KFC. Yep. You know what? If this would have happened in Kentucky, this would have been no big deal.
No.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Right. Would it not have been a big deal? Happened in Florida. Now we got a felony charge.
Wow.
I mean, chickens dying in churches, dying at Popeyes.
What's up, Elliot?
Point of contention, you hope and pray to God that they die before they get to the KFC.
You do. Yeah. You do.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So this guy's a character.
I like this guy.
He's laughing about it. I think he sees the humor in it.
You know, one thing I was thinking about this, he spent 30 hours in jail. I wonder if they give him any food, and if they did, was it chicken?
That would be hilarious.
Probably.
Could have been. Maybe it was a hot dog. I don't know.
God.
What else you got?
And Dave Felice says he might move out after all of this, but Nick says he's been there for 50 years, and he doesn't plan on moving anytime
50
soon.
Years.
Now, if you'd like to see
he's been in that trailer for 50
years.
You can see
that on our
web article. By God.
For local coverage,
ain't no,
you can count on.
Ain't no third-degree felony going to run him out of town.
Do you know what he can do if he wants to hook that sucker up and pull it out of there?
He could.
You can.
Well,
it's got wheels on it.
Fall off 50 years, don't you think?
I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Thank you, Kristen Rary.
Kristen, I'm sorry you had to do that.
I know. Like, you got to start somewhere.
But you do.
Before you cover the hard, you know, like news, like real stories, like, you know, real murders, real robberies and stuff like that, you got to cover the chicken murders first.
Well, I must say, Mark, that story was
impeccable.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
Maybe small, but the news is huge. I'm going to sing all the time now since I'm a singer. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, you had a good time.
I did have a good time. So, John, if you're listening, which I think he probably is, if you don't need to come back next week, totally fine.
Please come back.
That's a song.
I know. Yeah. All right. Hey, how are we looking on stars, Elliot? Do we get enough stars for Isaiah to have to do the wig stare?
I don't believe so.
I'm going to make it cumulative.
It's almost. I'm going to throw some up there in just a minute on my face.
No, I'm going to make an executive decision.
Yeah.
Because
I think he should do it.
He's going to do it.
This is only going to help you, Isaiah, as far as getting fundraising for stuff for the crews. Like if you want to raise money for the crews and whatnot, I think this will help the cause. Are you willing to do the share stare?
I can't sing worth a lick, but I'm going to try to.
No, you don't have to worry about that. We got you covered.
We got you covered. You just pour your heart out into it. Alan, you ready?
Are you ready?
We're ready. Isaiah, look at the camera and get ready.
This is for the people.
Yep.
All for the people.
And listen, put some.
So I have to lip sync?
You're going to lip sync John's song, but I want you to put some.
Show us some moves, Isaiah.
Yeah.
We're going to do some moves.
Have fun with it. Don't just, you know, bring it, in other words.
All
right. Well, here's your share stare. Do you believe in sharing the love? Well, let's get into it. I can feel something on top of my head. It's a dumb wig. It's just not enough. Share stare.
That's it. Hope you're happy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Isaiah.
Guys, let's not lie about it. That was pretty bad.
That's pretty good.
I thought it was pretty bad. You liked it. I liked it.
You thought it sucked?
Nah, you took the wig off.
You take the wig off, you throw it.
It's a damn wig, so I figured I'd
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys. Any final thoughts? Elliot.
Well, originally we had the Alan Jackson. Now we have the Mandy Moore.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to send a billion kisses to my special friend.
Billion kisses billion. To the special friend.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah. Isaiah, any final thoughts?
I got to tee up a story for the After Dark.
Oh.
So if you want to hear it, you got to watch the After Dark. After Dark.
But
after
you just,
dark.
But you just said you were going to tee up a story for After
I'm
Dark.
I'm going to tee up the story.
Tee it up.
And if you want to hear the story, you got to zoom into the After Dark.
But you didn't tee up the story.
Well, I'm getting ready to. I said I'm going to tee up a story for the After Dark. So I asked out a CNA at the nursing home because, you know, I work at a skilled nursing facility
yes,
with
you
my
do.
Mama.
Did you say she couldn't see or she's a what? A CNA?
A CNA.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. I didn't know what you said at first. Okay.
So if you want to hear the rest of the story, you got to zoom into the After Dark.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait that long.
I can't wait. That's next Tuesday.
You asked a girl out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that is, sir. That's my boy.
And it was in front of all the other nurses.
Yes. So. I can't wait to hear that final Jeopardy question.
Wow. Oh. Proud of you, man.
All right.
What you got, Elliot? One more thing.
Someone asked some details about The Hum, the movie night, if you could run by that again.
We're going to – The Hum, July 30th. Yes, July 30th. Show up. We'll show out like Bruno Mars. Okay. It's going to be Cannonball Run. We're going to watch that movie, Cannonball Run. Going to talk during the whole thing. John's going to have the remote control. Probably we're going to be drinking before, during, and after. There's going to be some special people there. Going to be some special things going on. And
Let's let Moose. Moose, have you got anything,
you got
to add to
else,
that, please?
Moose? Moose is the man.
That's debatable. Yeah, we're looking forward to July 30th with the movie night. Yeah, like you said, the Cannonball Run. We're gonna start about 8:15 or so, right when it gets dark. And John's gonna be doing some commentating. He's gonna have a microphone, and it's a Mystery Science 3000 type. If y'all folks know what that is, we're also gonna have Big Bird Smokehouse food truck on site, and they're gonna be there. They're gonna start serving food about 6:30. So y'all come hungry and thirsty. So. We're going to have some good barbecue for you, too. We're going to try out all the all those delicious hot sauces, too, that's right there in front of us.
So are tickets available online? Or are they?
Tickets are available online, and they'll also be available at the door. They're $10 total. You can get them either on John's website or thehum.live.
Hum.live.
The Hum.
$10, man. Come hang out with us. Yeah.
Everybody needs to bring their own blanket, chair.
Right, yeah, we don't have chairs and blankets.
Blanket, chair, bring on your prophylactics that you're going to show up with, Mark.
Yes.
Any corrections, Elliot? Now, screw up anything major.
No, I think the general consensus is this is like the best show that's ever been produced in this studio.
Whatever you want to comment and say, Elliot, we are for you there. Hey, next week, John Reap will be back in here in studio. So come see us next week. It won't be so bad. New tour dates at countryishpodcast.com. For Elliot, for Moose, for Alan, for Isaiah, for Stamos, I'm Sebastian. Reminding you, hey, don't ever, ever, ever lose your sense of humor. Peace out, y'all.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, every dip and no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's
different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite, and all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you. Oh.
Dude, what's up with this chick, man? What she look like? What's going on here, bro? Let us in on something.
You asked her out?
Yes, sir.
Like, one of, was there?
No, so there was other people. It was in front of the head nurse. I don't know. I was nervous and just.
He just did it.
You had to have somebody.
I just got off work.
Yeah.
What'd she say, dude? We want to know before country is out.
Does she know you don't have a car?